Thanks for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska Moms, Lori.
Hi.
And Jennifer, that's me. Juliana is on assignment. with 2020 finally ending, these Mouska Moms can't wait to start moving on to 2021 and everything that it has in store at Walt Disney World especially. But first, let's appropriately kick 2020 out the door with this awesome Mouska cocktail. Lori,
so
explain. Yeah,
so this is our thoughts. 2020 sucked. It really sucked.
It really did.
So we figured what better way to honor this sucky year than with the worst drink of 2020. which, if you've listened to us, you would know that it is a drink from the Japan kiosk at Food and Wine Festival in Epcot. If you've seen the video, I refer to it as Grandpa. the reason I refer to it as Grandpa's because pretty much it tastes like Grandpa's aftershave. Ugh.
I can't even think about it.
Ugh. It's disgusting. It does have a name other than Grandpa. I think it's the Ferrano Martini. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah.
We're calling it Grandpa. Basically, it's this lovely looking pink martini drink that we thought was going to be lovely. But it was
very pretty.
Very pretty. It is made with vodka, lavender syrup, and it's yuzu juice. I think the awfulness is the yuzu juice, correct?
I don't know. I've never had yuzu juice. I think it might be the lavender syrup because it tasted so
awful,
perfumey. So I think they just went overboard with the lavender syrup. And it wasn't just our particular drink that we got because we noticed this honeymoon couple sitting on a bench next to us, and they were also drinking it and having similar reactions to it. It was gross. It was like totally on par with 2020. Yep. We took a sip and we're like, ugh, this is gross. Kind of like our gut reaction when anybody mentions 2020, when we saw merch that had 2020 written on it. It was just all the same reaction. So this is totally like the cocktail of 2020.
It is. It's not, you know, if somehow this drink makes a comeback for next year, we've warned you. I don't want to hear it. We have warned you. We've warned you multiple times. Don't go near it.
I feel like the Bobs are listening though on this one, and they're not going to make this mistake. I'd
say they better be listening because, you know, you can just walk by the Japan kiosk, and if you see people gagging and making faces with a pink drink, you'll know exactly why.
Or be a friend and warn them. Just say, no, just walk on.
Just don't do it.
I'm hoping, though, that with 2021, we have so many drinks that are so wonderful that we can't decide which one is representative of 2021 because that's just how great it's going to be.
Exactly.
That's my hope.
That's our hope. So that is the cocktail. If you somehow want to make it, go for it.
No.
You know, we've warned you, but if you really want to kick 2020 out and drink one of the worst drinks, then you do that and you send us a picture.
Yes. Yeah. It's akin to the Beverly. If fans remember the Beverly at Epcot that you were able to get, you're not able to get it there anymore because what was that place called?
What was it?
I don't remember, right?
It was like a Coca-Cola taste of...
oh my gosh, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like the taste of Coca-Cola is all around the world though, right?
It was, yeah. And there was the notoriously disgusting drink called the Beverly. You either loved it, which I didn't. I've hardly heard of people who loved it. Most people hated it. So this is the alcoholic version of the Beverly, I think.
Yes, and our drink for 2020.
And our drink for 2020.
Yes. So let's move on from 2020 and let's
Please. Yes, all the wonderful
things for 2021.
Yes. So that is the last bad thing that we are going to say. That's the last thing we're going to say about 2020. Let's turn this podcast around and get so excited for everything that we have to look forward to in 2021, particularly in Walt Disney World. With the vaccine having come out a couple of weeks ago, we're hoping that in the next couple of weeks and months, things start getting back to normal. We're going to go ahead and go all in with that attitude. We think that the masks are going to be around for the majority of 2021. I think that they're here to stay for a good while, even post-vaccine. But the more things start getting back together, the attendance will start going up. Early reports about this vaccine are suggesting that everyone who wants the vaccine in the United States will be able to be vaccinated by summer, which would be great news, which means that travel will be back in full force over the summer and into the fall, where we have some of the most exciting things to think about and plan for in Walt Disney World. So let's start kind of going, let's start at the beginning. So January 1st, the first thing that's coming back is January 1st, park hopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super exciting. Lori, I know you're going to be in Disney in January. So Lori is going to be our test guinea pig.
Yes, I am going to test it out. So the rules for park hopping, from what we understand, is you can make a park reservation that day, let's say for Magic Kingdom. And come 2 p.m., you are allowed to park hop. You cannot park hop before 2 p.m. It has to be after. And then you can park hop to any park as long as it has availability. I'm a little confused on how you're going to find out the availability. I don't know if they're going to make a quicker part in my Disney experience where you can kind of see what's still available to pop into.
I assume there'll be some sort of push notification. Like we've been in the parks for Christmas Day and New Year's Eve when the parks have closed to capacity, and we've gotten push notifications saying, sorry, Magic Kingdom is closed to capacity today.
So hopefully I'll be able to see that one. My other question, which I haven't been able to find an answer for, is if I don't go to a park that day, and let's say come 2 p.m., I want to go to a park, do I still have to make a park reservation, or after 2 p.m., am I allowed to go into another park?
That's a good question.
That's another one of my questions, because I'm an annual pass holder, so I'm going to be down there for a while. So I'm like, I wonder if come 2 p.m., I can just go into Epcot.
I think that that's going to be – let's put that on your list for your recon mission here. So I think that's a good question.
Yeah, so that one we're going to kind of find out. We'll see what kind of happens with attendance too, because you have a lot of locals there that it'll be interesting to see – you know, how that all goes about.
I think I was most concerned about this for Hollywood Studios, because Hollywood Studios is the park that we've seen getting close to capacity for, you know, every day in December for park reservations. So I was really concerned that like annual pass holders or guests, day visitor, whatever, would be flocking to Hollywood Studios to try for that 2 p.m. Rise of the Resistance boarding group. But yay, because a couple of weeks ago we found out that that's not going to be possible because they are moving – they've already moved that boarding group. So now you still have two chances. You can try for a boarding group at 7 a.m. from anywhere. You don't have to be in the parks. And then you have a second option at 1 o'clock, but you have to be in Hollywood Studios, which means that people can't just park hop to Hollywood Studios in the afternoon just to try to get on that boarding pass. They'll have to make other plans, and they'll be able to see anything else, but they won't be able to ride Rise of the Resistance, which I think will help with volume there.
Hopefully that works. I'm also going to try out the Rise of the Resistance boarding group from our rental house. Cool. So we will see how that one works. I know when we tried in October and we failed, or I failed, a lot of pressure, guys, on the person trying to do it, just as a warning. But I know it was difficult because you had to collect, you had to like select the people that you're going with. Apparently now it automatically does it.
So yes.
Anyone in your party, if you're connected with them that have park passes that are mm-hmm. that have park reservations that day, it'll automatically bring them in. And from what I'm seeing too, if there's some type of glitch and let's say you had five, but it only caught four of you, you can then go to the lovely people that we talked to under the tents and they will apparently
fix it for you. Yeah,
they will fix it for you. So I think they've figured out a lot of kinks with this.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that I actually get on because I still have never been on the Rise of the Resistance.
I'm excited for you.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Well, I'm excited about park hopping coming back. I mean, it's not coming back the way it used to look, but at least this is a step in the right direction. So I'm excited to hear your reports on that.
Yeah. So no, it is a very exciting step for 2021. And, you know, absolutely. They're testing out new things. And I think as long as it keeps going well, then they can do more and more.
Yes, which is good because this is a big year, especially for the Magic Kingdom. This is the 50th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom. And pre-COVID, there was huge hype about, you know, everybody was saving up and waiting to go then. And, you know, a lot of people decided not to make plans for 2020s to save up and make huge plans for 2021. And, good thing because 2020.
People, you were really smart.
Yes. So it'll be interesting to see if that celebration is going to be, I don't think it's going to be quite as grand as they had originally planned for prior to COVID, but there are so many cool things are coming that I don't think, unless you're like this huge fan and you're paying such close attention to everything and just harping on the things that won't be there, I don't think it's going to matter because there are so many cool things coming in 2021 that we can get excited about. So the first one, obviously, let's start with the Magic Kingdom because that's what we're celebrating in 2021. But if you've been to the Magic Kingdom anytime toward the end of 2019 and 2020, you'll notice a ton of construction going on in Tomorrowland because they are building the Tron roller coaster.
I'm very excited for this one.
Yeah, it looks really cool. It's in, is it in Disneyland Tokyo? We've watched YouTube videos of it. It's supposed to be the same exact experience.
And I will say one of the things I feel that's missing in Magic Kingdom, because it is the original, is kind of a more thrill-seeking ride. You have Space Mountain, but it is older.
Yes. That's really it. I mean, Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain, Seven Dwarfs. It's cute, but it's
definitely not like a thrill seeker.
Right.
So I definitely think that this one is going to help with the thrill seekers at Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
It's a brand new ride. So it's, you know, Seven Dwarfs is still super popular because it was a brand new ride. So I think this is going to be really cool.
It'll be interesting too, to see when they bring back fast passes, how that's going to affect this.
Yes.
You know,
and another one right around there that has to do with the Tron roller coaster that I'm hoping will be back soon is the Walt Disney World Railroad. My kids love this. I
love it.
I really, really love it. I love going in the back of Fantasyland and jumping on it and bringing you to the front of the park.
Yes.
I've missed this one.
And it's been closed for a while because of the construction on Tron. So I'm really hoping that at least they'll get far enough on construction. So even if it's not ready to open in 2021, which we haven't heard confirmation about yet, I'm hoping that at least they're far enough along that the Walt Disney World Railroad will be able to open back up again.
Yeah.
So I used to take my kids on that to get them to nap a little, or even if they didn't nap, it's like, it's good downtime. Like you don't have to get off. You can go, you can start in Fantasyland and then stay on it until it gets back to Fantasyland again.
No, it's a lovely ride to take a rest on. It's, you know, I have seen they're doing some more work on it. They've put a facade up on the front when you walk in and go into the Magic Kingdom, because I think they're working on the railway station up top. Mm-hmm. So they seem to be working on it. For all the new things we're talking about, you know, we'll tell the years when it's supposed to be coming out. Unfortunately, with the year that we will not mention, things got pushed back. So we've heard some updates. Tron, I don't know if it's going to make 2021. I'm hoping it will. I think depending on how this vaccine goes and how attendance goes, there might be a real push to get it going.
Yeah.
You know, for the anniversary. But I guess we'll just have to kind of see.
Yeah, I think so. There was so much construction all around the whole Walt Disney World Resort property that kind of had to just stop dead in its tracks in March, and it's slowly been resuming. So I don't like, we have not been made privy to to the Bob's priority list in terms of what they want to be finished first, second, third, fourth. So as soon as we know, you'll know. But I don't know. Hopefully that'll be, I don't know. I'd like it for 2021.
Yes. And speaking of the Bobs, I'd like to talk to the Bobs for the second. And dear God, if you do not get the People Mover running in 2021, I'm really upset.
I love that.
It is.
That's another one that's great to like take your kids on for, not necessarily for a nap, because that one's actually faster than the railroad, but it's such, you just sit and look at everything and people watch for, people, you know. Watch,
and you get to go through Space Mountain, and then you get to see parts of Buzz Lightyear.
And it's a long ride. It's
a long ride. We break out snacks. I hand snack. I don't know if we're supposed to do that, but we do that. And it is a great, you put your feet up on the seat.
Yes, it's nice.
But, you know, again, Bob's, this needs to open. They've been working on it for quite some time. I don't understand why you can't open it.
I think that there are underlying technical issues that they are fixing, because that thing, right before it closed down, that was breaking constantly. Like they were constantly having to evacuate people from that.
Fire at one point in time.
I think so too. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but then, this is an easy ride for social distancing too. Like your party,
it is.
It's in there. Go.
Yes.
So this needs to come back.
It's never a long wait, because there are always enough cars and they move quickly.
This needs
it's to nice. Back.
It needs to be a priority. Please,
even my teenagers love this one, by the way. I mean, it's just nice. It's nice. It's a nice break.
It is. So yes, Bob's, please work on this. I am there
in January
25th. If you could get it running before then, that would be great.
I love it. I feel like we're just talking to the Bobs. on some of these episodes, I feel like, Bob's, this one's for you.
I feel like maybe we should just rename the podcast Dear Bob's, Please Listen to It.
Dear Bob's, The Suggestion Box. Well, you know, we're very influential, so yeah,
we are. So another one, which I have to admit, and I can't believe I'm admitting this, I've never been on the Liberty Square riverboat.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That's another one that I used to bring the kids on. Like, I remember nursing Jack on that.
Go anywhere.
It doesn't, but it's calming, and it's like there's like the little vibrations. It would put him to sleep. He'd have a nice nap. I'd be able to sit for a while.
Oh, but it really doesn't go anywhere. So I'm like, you know, I can walk quicker to the Splash Mountain. Like, you know. It was just another one I went in or on. So if you guys don't know, they're doing construction right now. They've actually emptied all the water.
Which is so weird.
The riverboat went, yeah, super weird. They're like repainting, reconstructing everything.
I think that one's supposed to be done. They do that every couple of years.
That one should be done pretty quick.
Yeah, it never takes very long.
But again,
I think that's more general maintenance and not like refurb or anything.
Yeah. But again, Bob's, I would put the People Mover above the riverboat. Yeah.
Prioritize, Bob's. Prioritize.
Yes, it's a suggestion. People Mover first.
Oh my God. I'm moving on. So yay, Magic Kingdom. Lots of stuff coming for the 50th anniversary. But I've got to be honest, I'm the most excited for all the things that they have planned for Epcot in 2021, because, oh my gosh, a lot of these things have been in the works for a while, and a lot of them, and I'm going to give you the first example, were supposed to have already been reopened. But again, that horrible year happened and things were postponed. So number one, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, that was supposed to have opened this past summer. Obviously, it was put on hold. Disney actually came out like a month or so ago and said, yep, we're confirming it is set to open in 2021. They have not given us an exact date yet. I am praying and crossing my fingers it's open in time for our trip in April. But in addition to that cute little attraction that looks like so much fun that's coming to the France Pavilion, they're also putting a new creperie in there, which is set to open around the same time, which I'm excited for both because I like a crepe and I like a rat. So
I will say for this one, we've seen pictures. I don't know what they have much left to do.
I know. I think they're just trying to build anticipation for this one.
I think so. And I think they're trying to get past the holidays. I don't think it would be smart to obviously open it with the holidays with COVID.
I think so too.
It'll be real interesting to see how they do the opening for this, whether they're just going to do it without announcing. Because the second they announce, those park reservations are going to go crazy.
Yeah, and I've got mine already for April. So
yeah, and they're going to have, especially if they've opened this park hopping thing, all of a sudden you're going to have issues come 2 p.m. now and people wanting to get in there. So it'll be really interesting how they handle this opening. I've seen rumors of people saying they might do a soft opening and just not announce it and all of a sudden bring some people in. So we'll kind of see what happens with this one. I think my hopes for it opening by January 25th are slowly not looking great. But again, I don't know what much else they have done.
I don't know.
Lights are off, signs.
Yeah, you're so right, though. Like Disney doesn't do anything small. And typically, you know, we would see with the opening, especially the opening of a new attraction or anything really, like a new restaurant, whatever, they usually create such fanfare and they have ceremonies and ribbon cutting ceremonies and they – it's such a huge marketing PR thing, and I think they're really taking their time on this one to kind of do something really calculated and to not totally lose out on that marketing PR stuff, but to also do it safely.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, but you're right. I mean, I don't think they have much to do at all. I think that they are this is part of some sort of calculated reopening plan. But again, like we were talking before about how there are reports that everybody who's going to want this vaccine will be vaccinated by summer. So certainly by summer, this is definitely going to be a safe bet because I think they even said spring 2021. So,
yeah, I think they'll have this figured out by spring break.
I hope so.
I really think they will. So there's not much left to this at all.
No.
So I really hope we'll see. Again, Bob's, if you're listening, I will test. I will come in and test.
Yeah.
There. I'll
absolutely.
Yeah. I'll test it
out. She's a good tester.
I am. It'll be great. another one at Epcot I'm really excited about, and my husband, Eric, really wanted this to be open, is Space 220.
Yes.
Space 220 was supposed to be open last winter.
I feel like this is the start of the downfall of 2020 because this was supposed to be opened last winter and there's been delay. Space 220 is a restaurant. Did we say that?
No, we didn't. It is a restaurant.
And it's supposed to be amazing and totally immersive, like you're in space. It's located right by Mission Space, which is in what's right now called Future World. And it's supposed to be amazing. Like you take this elevator up to the restaurant and then, you know, the windows all look like you're looking out into space and the menu is supposed to be really interesting and eclectic. And
I was going to say, they showed a picture of the inside of the restaurant.
I mean, this thing is done too. I think that the most recent, I know that there were construction delays at first, but then there were delays in getting the head chef and getting them and I don't know. I think this one is ready to open. I think they're just calculating.
To me, though, like a restaurant should be easier to open. You can control the crowds. You obviously set, you know.
I guess so. But if you think about it, They haven't even opened all of the restaurants that they already have yet. So I think that has a lot more to do with it now than anything else.
Yeah. But no, this one, I mean, this one should come if they actually are making a push for spring break and making a push for trips for the spring. I mean, this one should open. So I'm hoping.
I think so.
I'm really excited about this one. My boys are really excited. I'll be honest. I feel that Walt Disney World's dining restaurants sometimes cater to girls a little bit more than the boys when it comes to children. And I'm really excited about this restaurant because I really feel that it is actually one. Obviously, it's for everyone, but I really feel like it's one that my boys would absolutely love. And, you know, it's about space and not princesses. And
I have to say, though, I'm conflicted because it's in Epcot and I always have such a hard time anyway narrowing down where I want to eat in Epcot that this is just making it harder.
It is. Well, we brought back the park hopping, so now you can go back into Epcot.
That's true. First world problems here.
I think Epcot's about to get a lot busier in the afternoons.
You're right.
So you're right. I think it's going to, but now you can get back in there.
Yes.
Another ride that is coming out is Guardians of the Galaxy.
So, I'm so excited for this one.
I'm really excited.
So this one, so they have a Guardians of the Galaxy ride in Disneyland, but it's basically it's like a makeover of Tower of Terror. This is completely different. This is slated to be the largest indoor roller coaster in the world. They are like full blown construction right now for this one. And Disney keeps and the Imagineers keep releasing all these teasers for it. Like we already saw in, I want to say early November, we saw images of the ride vehicles. It's supposed to be, you know, Disney likes to tell their story. They're big into storytelling. So this is still storytelling, but it's a roller coaster. And so the ride vehicles move like a roller coaster, you know, the up and down and the twists and turns and everything. But the actual ride vehicles, it looks like those also rotate and spin and do like funky things.
Yeah, I'm real excited about this. I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
Me too. I love their mixtape.
I think it's a great addition into Epcot. So I'm really excited. Right now, I think it's fall of next year, of 2021. Yes. So we'll see what happens with this one. But they're really pushing this one. So this one, I'm actually very optimistic on its opening date.
Yes, me too. So,
very
optimistic. Agreed. And this one also, like we always say that Epcot's a tough one because there are really only three what I would consider rides.
Yes.
So they need this.
Yes.
They totally need this. And I think it's going to be a game changer. And this one is located where Ellen's Universe of Energy used to be. So just to give you guys an idea of where in the park that's going to be, this one is going to be a game changer for Epcot, I think.
No, this one's going to be awesome. Another one that they're, I guess, redoing is their nighttime show.
Mm-hmm.
I am really excited about this. This one's got to be coming soon.
I think so. Yeah, there have been a ton. Again, the Imagineers are giving us all these teasers, and all the barges have been moving into place lately. I think this one is ready to go, except that Disney is not yet doing nighttime shows.
Yeah.
Oh, so I think
this one's called Disney Harmonious.
Yes. Sorry.
Epcot's nighttime show that is going to be situated. What is that? Does the lagoon have a name?
Yeah. I forget what it is though.
The World
Showcase Lagoon. Is that what it's called?
it's located there, but if you've seen pictures, the barges are there. The big barges, they're all there.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'd bring them in unless they were thinking of soon. So again, I'm hoping this is soon. If it is, I'm in the back of my head, I'm really hoping that once the crowds die down from the holidays, they might try and start testing some of this stuff out.
Yeah.
This Mouse Mom will get her butt to all of those and see them. this one hopefully very soon, as soon as they start bringing back those nighttime things. And they did bring back one nighttime thing this week.
Oh yeah.
Got the Water Electric Parade. that goes in the Seven Seas Lagoon.
It's an electrical pageant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pageant.
Somebody corrected me the other day, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
Pageant.
It's a pageant.
The parade of light up barges.
Yes. So. And that runs on the Seven Seas Lagoons, yeah. Like right by the Contemporary and the Grand Floridian and all that. Yeah. This one is in Epcot. I think it's going to be awesome. It sounds like from what the Imagineers have leaked out that it's going to be this huge nighttime spectacular, but also during the day, these fountains are going to be running and like dancing and doing all this stuff on the water during the day also, which will be kind of cool.
I was going to say, that's going to be really awesome. I'll be honest, and I'm probably in the minority with this one. I have not really loved Epcot's shows. I usually skip them.
The nighttime, like Illuminations?
Yeah, Illuminations wasn't a huge one. I was like, all right, yeah, I guess it's cute. The one,
you know what it is? It's that it was old as dirt.
Yeah, and I need a story, you know? I need something, and it wasn't doing it for me. So
I think 20 years ago when that show debuted, it was spectacular because there wasn't anything like it in the world. It incorporated like lighting up the lights on the World Showcase Pavilion in time to the music. It was awesome. But, you know, as with anything, I guess you see it 3 or 4 times and then you're like, all right, I've already seen this. Let's go get online for Spaceship Earth instead or whatever. And they really didn't change it one bit for 20 years. So I think you have a handful of people who are nostalgic and were up in arms when they announced that it was going to be ending. And then you have this other group who was like, yay, it's about time. And I'm on that group.
I'm in that group too. So I'm excited for this one. Other things in Epcot are they announced the dates for some festivals. So the Taste of Epcot International Festival of Arts is coming January 8th through February 22nd. I'm going to be there on January 9th. So I will load a whole bunch of photos and videos and whatnot on the Mouse Mom's Facebook page for everyone to see. But I'm excited about that one. And then the Flower and Garden Festival is going to be running March 4th to July.
July 5th, yeah. That was huge news because usually it ends the beginning of June and they've extended it for like a month. It's going to be the longest flower and garden festival in the history of the world.
Which I think is awesome because
I do too.
Last year.
So I love it. And then honestly,
great.
Yeah. And then usually the food and wine festival starts in August. So I think it's great. And I love flower and garden. And I will be, so listen to this. So we were all in Disney together for Food and Wine.
Yes.
And then you are going to be in Disney for Festival of the Holidays and Festival of the Arts. Yep. And I will be there for Flower and Garden. So yay us. Yay, Mouse Moms.
We got you covered.
We got you covered, people. I love a festival.
I say, you know, we take our job very seriously.
We do.
And, you know, it's a hardship on us sometimes. And but we will be there for all of the festivals to try all the food and drink all the drinks for you
and report back. And most of the time it works out, but then there's some of the time where it just tastes like grandpa. And we will tell you that too.
Honestly, but then we tell you to stay away from it.
Yes, so, you're welcome.
You are welcome for all of our tirelessly working to get through and
eat
and drink.
It's hard.
And it's hard work.
It is.
Really hard.
Oh my god,
yeah,
we're losing it.
I think we're done with Epcot.
We're losing it. Yes, I mean, what more can we say about Epcot?
I think we're done with it.
Yeah so should we go to Hollywood Studios? There's not much news for Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom. Hollywood Studios, you know, obviously we're hoping to see the reopening of all the shows and the streetmosphere performers that they had to kind of get rid of during the pandemic. So we're hoping that those make a comeback in some form. The other news is that we had all been waiting for this Woody's Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, which is their new table service restaurant that they were supposed to be opening. Original reports when they first announced it said that they were going to be opening sometime in late 2020, but with construction delays and all that, we're wondering, can it still open in October 2021 in time for this big celebration? We'll see. Permits were just filed to resume construction in July, and reports show that it's moving along. I know that if you go on some of the fan sites, you'll see some changes to the facade and some change, you know, they've added more, what do they call, skims, skiffs, whatever, walls up so that you can't see the construction. So, you know, throughout the parks, all these construction projects seem to have picked up. But it's just a matter of the Bobs prioritizing which ones they want to get open and which in which order. But I'm excited for that one. Hollywood Studios needs a new table service restaurant. That one is not my favorite park to eat in. So
they need it. They need a lot. They need to put a lot more in there.
They do. They do.
This one I'm excited, especially if it's character dining, if they're able to do it. I think this one will be a big draw.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be character dining. They haven't announced that ever. They've announced that it's going to be interactive somehow. And I know it's going to be full of, like, the premise is going to be that you're still in Andy's backyard and that Andy has made a restaurant out of cardboard boxes and stuff. So it's going to be like all of his toys are going to be in there. So that it should be cool.
I was going to say, dear Bob's, get some character, because Toy Story is massive. And if you do a table service where you get to meet the Toy Story characters,
game changer.
Yeah, game changer there. People are going to be, I mean, that's going to be one of the hardest reservations to get.
And again, another thing that appeals to boys and girls and not just another princessy thing. Another princess one.
Yeah. Another thing to talk about, which is going to be connected, I guess, to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, is the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel.
Yes. Which I've already gotten a ton of interest, like people emailing me all the time, like, can we make a reservation yet? And no.
No. I mean, we've started to see renderings of the rooms.
Yes.
Renderings of what things are going to start to look like. I know they've filed more permits. Construction is going on. I'm not too hopeful on this one opening in 2021.
Yeah. I mean, the original plan was that we were supposed to have already been able to make reservations for this.
Yeah.
In late 2020, reservations were going to be open for 2021 stays. So obviously we can't get much later in 2020 than we are today.
Yeah.
So that's not happening. So I don't know about this one. I don't know when it's going to be open. We have not been given any updates. I haven't even seen too many things in the rumor mills, like, it's like even guessing when this one's coming.
No, I think this one is definitely, I think this one's going to wait a little bit. They still have a decent amount of hotels and resorts that aren't open yet. So I think they really need to get going with some other stuff before this one gets fully open. So I don't see this one in 2021. I really see it in 2022.
I agree. I would like it in 2021, but it's not likely. Like you said, they're still working on their plans for opening the other resorts that are already constructed.
Yes. Yeah, I just don't see this one. I will say when it does, this hotel is going to be so highly in demand. Just the amount of interest that we've gotten already, it's going to be insane.
It is, but it's also going to be, it's exclusive, because I've read reports where it's going to be about $3,000 per person for your two-night experience. And granted, you're not just paying for the hotel stay. Like, this is supposed to be this immersive experience where it's all of your dining, all of your experiences. You're going to be – as soon as you enter this hotel, you're going to be boarding a Star Cruiser. It's equated to like a cruise.
Yeah.
But even on a Disney cruise, I haven't paid for a two-night cruise $3,000 a person. So
it's definitely going to be expensive. You know, a good amount of people complain about the cost of Disney resorts. This one's gonna be at the top.
There's no equating.
No, but yeah. I still think it is going to be consistently sold out.
I do too. And I really want to experience this one. I mean, we're such huge Star Wars fans. Right. I can't even talk to you about The Mandalorian right now. But this is out of my budget for a family of six for two nights. Can you imagine?
It is. It definitely is. Dear Bobs, we'd like to go. Please invite us.
Yes, Dear Bobs.
But it's a one in... It's going to be something that you're definitely going to have to save up for, or if you can.
This is a special occasion.
It is definitely a special occasion one. So I am excited for it.
I am too. I'm hoping, like, I don't even know if we're going to even be able to go in and look at it. Like, I don't know, because obviously you can't drive to the port and go look at the cruise ship. You know,
it'll be interesting to see how all of this happens with it. It's something that Disney's never done before with any of their resorts. So
nobody's ever done this before. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like an all-inclusive resort, but this is like. I mean, all I keep picturing in my head is like a Star Trek convention. And I know Star Wars, Star Trek, but this is what I'm picturing in my head is like the biggest Star Trek convention in the entire history of the world. And I'm excited to see it. I don't think we're going to see it in 2021, but hey, who knows?
Maybe we'll see. Animal Kingdom, there's not much to go for 2021 in regards to what's new. I think our hope is that Lion King and Nemo shows come back.
And all the other little shows sprinkled out around
and
everywhere.
All the little shows and all, the performers and that were in Africa and Asia, they all start coming back. But really nothing is new. We kind of talked before this, but they're currently filming Avatar 2. So they will see what happens. I really think they might not be doing much here just because as soon as you get Avatar 2 coming back out, we might start to see some maybe new ideas over in Pandora. They have a good amount of land back there.
Yeah,
they really do. Pandora's gorgeous. I could see them add some things back there, maybe put a table service back there.
That would be awesome. Cause that one I like the table service restaurants in Animal Kingdom, but you can always use more,
And that would be
a great opportunity because that is one of the most beautiful lands I've ever been in my life. So to be able to have those views while you're dining, can you see it from Tiffin's?
No.
No. So maybe this would be a great opportunity then for sure.
I think it would be a great thing to put a table service in there. It's a big land back there. They've put so much effort and so much detail into it that I could really see them add a table service, maybe another ride. They could definitely add back there. They got the land back there if you're looking at a map. So we'll see. I think Animal Kingdom's going to sit still for a little while. They got a lot of work in Epcot, a lot of work in Magic Kingdom. So I agree too,
but I don't think that they have, I don't think that they need to do much to that one because I mean, when they put in Pandora, I think that one's going to carry us for a couple more years. That was a great addition. So
I think it was too. So yes. Other piece of big news, water parks. They are opening March 7th as of right now, but I'm hoping that stays. It should stay. In regards to complications with the water park, if you're an annual pass holder, platinum, if you're out of state, you are paying for the water park.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had to give some refunds for that. So unless something changes in this lovely COVID era, they're going to open one of them March 7th.
I will let you know.
Yes.
Because I'll be there April 1st.
So that's exciting that that's coming back. They'll figure that one out. Volcano Bay's been open. We were there. I think they figured out the water park pretty well.
Yeah, we loved it.
So we had a lot of fun. Good day. So I could definitely – there was no point of them opening the water park up for the winter.
No.
You may as well
– that's not a COVID-related thing. Yeah. They usually not totally close them down, but, you know.
So, no, I think this is exciting that it's coming March 7th. You know, so one of those will open, which will be great. So, yeah, anything else we got going on in Walt Disney World for 2021?
I don't know. I think we talked about it all. I know we talked about specifics of Epcot, but that whole land is being changed. And if you go there, even when we were there in October, like that whole entrance area is going to be completely different. They're restructuring it right now. It's three lands. It's Future World East, Future World West, and the World Showcase. And they're restructuring it as four different lands now. And gosh, I forget the names of them, but it's going to be completely different. So I'm excited to see. I don't know the timeline about it, but that one definitely, like, the construction when we were there in October was blatantly obvious. Yeah. They are rerouting you through different areas of the park to avoid construction, and I think that one's going to be a really cool and much needed.
Yes.
Refurbishment and change. So I'm the most excited about Epcot.
I would say Epcot's going to be great. You know, they have a lot going on at that entrance right now. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, this could go into 2023 for them to completely be done.
Yes.
I will say I saw pictures this morning. The fountain is uncovered. It is running in front of the big Epcot ball. So that's awesome. I think it's going to be kind of, as they finish stuff, they'll open it up. As they finish some more, they'll open it up. And it's just going to kind of go on like that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's going to be pretty.
It's going to be really, really pretty. I'm really excited for this. One other thing we didn't mention was the Polynesian.
Oh, yeah.
The Polynesian's going through major refurbishment right now.
Yes.
Their entrance, their roof, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Their rooms too.
The rooms, everything. So,
and I read this morning, so the rooms are getting like little Moana touches. And I read this morning that permits were filed to do some touch-ups in the pool also. So people are speculating that they're going to get some Moana touches
that would
in
be
the pool as well.
I'd say their pool is amazing to begin with. I love their pool. I love their little kid splash area. And if you add Moana in there, I think it would be awesome. So this one's going to look really good. The lobby's getting redone. The monorail part is getting done. It's closed right now. So the Polynesian's going through some big renovations, and those should be done this year.
Yeah. I think they said the summer, no?
Yeah. Those ones should definitely be done, because they're closed right now other than the DVC part.
Yes.
And Kona Cafe is open right now. But for the most part, they're kind of closed down. So this one will for sure open up this year. And I'm really excited about that. Everyone knows my feelings on the Polynesian. I love the Polynesian.
Yeah, that was for our April trip. That was one of the choices. But honestly, with so much closed there right now, I was like, the Grand Floridian wasn't much more expensive. So we're just going to stay there.
Yep.
I'm talking like I'm so sad about that, but... Sorry,
I'm not Grand Floridian.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I think my kids would have appreciated the Polynesian a little bit more, but I don't know.
My kids were not excited about the Grand Floridian when we stayed there two nights. They were kind of they don't quite understand price pointing yet. So they were like, "Why don't we go stay in the resort that were the Little Mermaid rooms?"
And I
was
like, "Right."
But
I'm also excited to try out the walkway, because that was not open yet when we were there in October. So I'm excited to walk from the Grand to Magic Kingdom. So.
I will be testing that one out for sure.
Yeah.
So I am excited for that. So no, it'll be good. So 2021 looks good. That's what I'm going with.
It really does. And it's I've read so many articles about how planning travel boosts your endorphins. And it's so true, because we started this conversation like we do, and we need to record this one of these days. We do maybe that's not such a great idea, but we do kind of like a pregame thing before we record our podcast every week, where we kind of talk about the topic and get ready to go. And we were kind of like, wah, wah. But now I'm like, oh, this is exciting. I didn't realize how many new things we have to look forward to until I'm actually looking at it in front of my face. So,
I mean, let's just be honest. I'm looking forward to just looking forward to something.
Right. it doesn't take much, folks.
It doesn't take a whole lot right now. So if you're just like the egg roll cart at Magic Kingdom in Adventureland, it's going to be open 7 days a week. Ecstatic. All right.
Is it?
I want it to.
Oh, I thought you said it was. I was like, what? Did I miss this?
It would excite me. Oh my God. Not much right now, but you know, I will take whatever we can get right now.
Absolutely.
So that leads in to our Mouseka tip of the day. 2021 has to be better than 2022. it has to be. So what better way to get your revenge travel, apparently is the new word, than to go to the most magical place on earth. We still need to make some park reservations for 2021. I think we're just going to, I don't think it's a bad idea for them to keep that in general. The numbers. So with that in mind, park reservations for 2021 are being made for the entire year. So we still advise to plan ahead just to get those made. And what better way to kick off 2021 than to plan a vacation? You know, everyone's had a rough year. It's been horrendous. Everyone needs something to look forward to. I have a ton of people that are booking for October. It's a long ways away, but it's something for them to look forward to, something to plan and be excited for. And you can definitely contact these Mouseka moms and we will help you plan your magical vacation.
And I love that, revenge travel.
Yes.
That is a good word. Two words, I guess. Word.
I'm going to revenge travel all over the place.
I can't wait to revenge travel. Oh, anyway, thank you so much. You have now squandered another perfectly good evening chatting with us. And for that, we thank you. These Mouseka moms wish you a happy, happy new year, a strong goodbye to 2020, and cheers to a better 2021. And as always, for more Disney fun and the latest news, follow along on our Facebook page, Mouseka Moms, a Disney podcast, and our blog, MouseKaMomsWithAnSBlog.com.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouseka Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel. These traveling moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M.I.C.
See you real soon.
K.E.Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M.I.C.